You deal with it in school, you deal with it out of school, you deal with it at work, and you deal with it when you're not at work. What am I talking about? Being black or white. Dealing with being the minority, even in places where you would never even realize that you are. I want to know what people think about it, don't you? So, let's find out. Let's go back to Friday when I interviewed my cousin Kayla to see how she felt about being a minority. She grew up around white people, she lives with white people, and she goes to school with white people. So who better to ask than her? Warning, some parts of this interview may be offensive to others. After listening to the strong feelings that my cousin had about certain people, I had to figure out why. So, I asked.
You went to Christ the King, right? Tell me about that.
Well, I went to Christ the King in 6th grade. And 7th grade, too. In 7th grade, there was a bit of a problem. Okay, so let me start in about September of 6th grade. September 7th grade.
Just made up that date.
Nuh-uh. So me and my friend Tabitha and Marissa all go to the mall. And Tabitha's like, I can already tell I'm not going to like this girl. And I was just like, don't worry, she's a chill person. So then we hung out, we all had a good time, and then we left. The next day, Marissa came over to my house, and then my parents left us home alone. So it was me, Marissa, her cousin Colin, and Tabitha. I remember it like it was yesterday. And then Marissa, we were all home alone, and Marissa's like, I need to smoke, and she tried to light it. I was like, no, Marissa, not in my house. And then she was gonna light it on the stove, and I wouldn't let her do that either, because she's psycho. So then she starts texting on the couch, and she's like, okay, Colin, let's leave. And she was like, Kayla, I hope you know, when you come to school Monday, nobody's gonna like you. And I was just like, I said something smart to when I shut the door. And then I locked the door and everything, and then me and Tabitha went upstairs. We were in my brother's room. when she looked out the window.
Don't business in my room.
Hush, boy.
I'm gonna tell you not to go in there.
Hush, boy.
That smelly.
Shut up! We were in my brother's room, and Tabitha looked outside and was like, Kayla, I see shadows in your backyard. Now, we don't own any statues or anything that'd be giving us shadows in the backyard. So I was like, I know she did not. And we ran downstairs. I opened my front door, and I was like, you know I can call the cops on you, right? And she was like, whoa, and jumped out at me. I was just like, she was like, well, we left our coat. We had to get it. And then she walked down the street. Tabitha had the nerve.
No, my mom is a mean.
Well, no, she's not mean. She just gets mad easily. And Tabitha had the nerve to call my mom and say, yeah, she broke in the backyard and now she's walking away. So here I am yelling at Marissa, bye, bye. And Tabitha's in here freaking out my mom. So I was like, come here. And I was like, Mommy, it's okay. All she did was go get her jacket. And then Mommy was like, tell her you gonna beat her egg. Meet her at the playground. And then I was like, I called Marissa. I was like, Marissa, meet me at the playground. I'm gonna beat your egg. And then Tabitha was like, oh, yeah, Marissa, you ugly. She started texting her all this crap. And then I was just like, I'm gonna F you up. And we were texting her all this stuff. Later on in life, I learned, which is at the end of the story, don't send people text messages like this because it'll backfire. So anyway, yeah. So then, we made up because she got scared that I was gonna beat her up. So we made up and whatever. So then, Tabitha, the girl that likes to start stuff. Okay, this was in September. Now we're going on to March of 7th grade. That was in September 7th grade. Now we're on to March of 7th grade. Me minding my own business in my brother's room on the computer. And I get a call from Marissa. Hello? Kayla, did you tell Tabitha that you guys can beat me in a fight? I was like, no, but it's true. And she was like, okay, F you, bye. Okay, whatever, F you too. But that pissed me off, you know, I get mad easily. So, my man was like, did you tell Marissa you're gonna beat her up? I was like, no, but if she touches me, I'm gonna beat her up. And she was just like, she just started saying all this crap to me, and I started saying crap to her, and she was like, nigger, nigger, nigger. And I was like,
correction.
Mommy!
I got a correction.
And then she was like, nigger, nigger, nigger. No, because he doesn't even know. He's like,
how? Then she didn't talk all that trash. All she said was, okay, well, if you're gonna F her up, I'm gonna F you up.
Yeah, that's she all said I that. Started calling me an inner. And then my mom was like, oh, she's using it as a joke now. So my mom was like, tell her next time you see her, you're gonna F her up. So I went to a Catholic school, so I had to tell the principal before I started fighting, so she knew what was going down. So I went to the principal's the next morning, and then she called in Ashley's pop because her mom's a crackhead and her dad's in jail, so she lives with her pop. And so she called her pop, Ashley's pop, and she called Marissa's dad. Marissa's dad was screaming at her. I'd never seen Marissa cry so much. Funny, I thought it was solved, but it wasn't. They still wanted to fight me. So they kept calling my phone. And then remember the girl that I said started all of this earlier? Yeah, Tabitha? Yeah, well, they were calling me off of her phone saying, oh, come down here and whatever. We're next to Tabitha. Tabitha's like, yeah, Kayla, just come down here. She's friends with them now. After all this crap shit started between us, and I was like, oh, my goodness. So I went to that fight. First, me and Marissa started going at it. Then Ashley jumped in. Then we started going at it. Then we were on the ground. Then she got up, and I kicked her 2 times in the chest. I was looking for Tabitha, but she was hiding in the crowd. And so I got
So after listening to my cousin's story, I had to ask her, what are the positive sides of going to a mostly all white school and having white friends? This is what she had to say. So you gotta admit, that was a pretty funny interview. And after doing all of that, I was able to interview my little cousin, which is her little brother, and see his perspective on things. You know, after I explained to him the whole point of this interview.
Oh, I was wondering why y'all just bring up a racist topic like that.
Did you burp? How do you feel about going to an all-white school?
Answer the question!
I don't care.
It's pretty cool because
So you get along with them, but you don't.
No. If I were president,
Are all of your friends black?
No.
So you have white friends?
Yeah. You have Chinese, Indians, everybody knocking at our door.
Tell the story about thing.
Okay. Well, there's this girl, Alexa, and me and her, we got into a fight. Well, an argument.
Alexa is white?
No, she's Italian.
Okay. That's
white. She's considered white, cute. Okay. But anyway, so then we got into an argument. So then I chewed up an Airhead, and while she was outside, I threw it in her desk.
That's grimy.
And then I went outside at recess. So then I went, when I was in the car with my mom, I was like, I told my mom that, and then me and my mom were laughing. I was like, ha 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 ha. And I looked down at my bag, I was like, she got me back. And it said,
and after all of that happened, you wrote a newspaper article.
My mom was like, it was all settled and everything, mom. Well, it wasn't settled by me. Like, we talked to their families and stuff. I was like, we should write a newspaper.
Okay, talk about the newspaper.
I typed it up and sent it.
Yeah. And they put it in there?
Mm-hmm. The man published it.
Tell her what the title was called. Bad Lessons in the N-Word.
Oh, yeah! I was gonna say, Wigger's going wild.
Well, have you ever had a bad situation?
Nobody knows. Everybody knows not to mention me like that.
Well, remember when that white kid was like, how do you have a, but how are you black with a white name?
Who said that?
That white kid in kindergarten?
I don't remember no kindergarten.
Yeah.
My dog?
I personally think he's white.
Why he has
white? You thought it's mixed.
That's not brown.
How am I not?
So, how are you gonna deal with this in the future?
Treat them like normal people. If somebody messes with me, I'll mess them back. But other than that, everybody seems the same. They all look alike to me.
I interviewed two people that lived in the same household and got different perspectives on this topic. Why? Because of what they've been through in life. Since Kayla had a much harder time dealing with this type of stuff, it's harder for her to have a positive outlook on this type of situation. But with her brother, he's never experienced it. And even though he's younger, he probably won't experience it anytime soon because they have totally different personalities. It all depends on how you act, who you're around, and what you do that gives you a positive or a negative outlook on the situation.